Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 35, recorded on March 12th, 2024. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and am the host of this podcast. In today's episode, we are fortunate to have another product manager join us to talk about their product and what is coming up. This week, we are welcoming Justin Harrison, who is the product manager for our third-party risk management product. We've talked about third-party risk exchange with Barclay and third-party due diligence with Chris Bailey. Now we are going to go over third-party risk management. As always, just a quick reminder, this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, now I'd like to welcome Justin Harrison, who is a senior product manager on our product team and covers the third-party risk management product. Welcome to the podcast, Justin.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start off with maybe what's kind of just a major theme or what's your all's focus for this quarter and next quarter or moving out in the future that you guys are really looking on in general with third-party risk management?
Yeah, I think three main themes to call out, the first of which is around just usability and enhancing the user experience in the platform and ensuring we have, you know, the right permissions for better role-based access control, consistency across the platform so users know what to expect in each area, and there's some consistency there. And then the other thing that we're working on related to usability is really around the workflow capabilities within TPRM and making those more cyclical in nature, and then also kind of easing the configuration process for that.
Okay. So with that workflow specifically, what does that mean, making it more cyclical?
Yeah, so we have the ability to route records to a different workflow automatically using the workflow rules capability and some of that automation.
Right.
And so we just want to, A, make it easier to configure those things, but B, kind of take out the concept of having to use automation rules to do part of that automation and really just kind of have everything within the workflow itself. So you're not having to go to different places to configure, you know, what is a holistic workflow.
Makes sense. Okay, cool. So coming up this quarter, maybe next quarter, what are some of the things that people can look forward to specifically with around usability or these other things you mentioned?
Yeah. So I think this quarter we are introducing some new permissions. So allowing better segmentation between kind of read, edit, and delete permissions. And then I think there will be some new triggers introduced into workflows to, again, make that configuration easier. Right now, I think there is an onus on users to understand some of the nuances between how records are created and then which event trigger to associate with that creation event. And so we want to simplify that so users don't have to know the differences between them, and they can just use a simple kind of a one trigger to fit them all sort of approach.
Okay. Do you have, like, what are some of the biggest requests that you get from customers, like, with respect to usability? And I'm sure those are probably some of the ones that you're addressing with these new features.
Yeah. So that kind of brings us into the two other themes. So the first of which is around engagements. So engagements is a really powerful object that we built into the TPRM data model. And so now we need to focus on enabling our customers to adopt that data model. So it's easy for a new customer who comes in and they're starting from a clean slate. But when we think about existing customers who have already, you know, built things in OneTrust, we need to enable easier adoption. And that includes things like taking some of their vendor records and migrating or transitioning those to actually be engagement records. And so we're making that process easier. The other thing that's coupled closely with that is the ability to report on engagements. So both within insights and within the column and PDF reports, allowing the engagement to be the primary thing that we're creating reports on, and then being able to pull in all of the related details to that engagement.
Okay. And for those people who aren't familiar with TPRM, just what do you consider an engagement?
Yeah, so an engagement is a specific piece of work or an initiative that we're doing with a third party. And so when we think about, you know, the large third parties out there like a Microsoft or an Amazon that have many different products and services that they provide, we need an ability to quantify risk at that specific product or service level. And that's what we're using the engagement to help us achieve.
Yeah, I think we talked about it once before, where instead of just having Microsoft as the vendor and they've got all the different services, I mean, we might have 10 or 20 different services that we use for Microsoft. Now we can break it down to say each one of those is a specific item, and we can manage that item or that engagement separately from all the other ones. And it
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then part of that, too, is the third party is still the entity that's overall responsible for the risk, right?
Right.
So the engagement data model allows us to take the risks and quantify it at the engagement level, but also have those risks aggregate up and help drive the third party's overall risk score.
Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. Okay. One of the things that when I'm talking to customers about this, they always are frustrated with sending out assessments to third parties and them not having them respond. And they're having to push that and remind them and remind them. Is that pretty common across the board from what you see?
Yeah, I think that's fairly common. We hear that feedback a lot. I think part of it is, you know, cultivating the right relationships with your third parties and helping them understand, you know, doing this assessment isn't really just for me. It actually benefits you as well. And helps cover you from your side.
Right.
So, and that actually brings us to the third theme, which is around dynamic assessments, which I'm sure a lot of folks have already heard. I think we're kind of switching gears a little bit. We're now calling it intelligent assessments.
Oh, okay.
But that should help us kind of ease the pain on the third parties that are having to respond and make that easier for them to do.
So isn't that around where the assessment won't, instead of being like 100 questions of which 50 don't apply, it really just only asks them the 50 questions they need to respond to or whatever it is?
Exactly. Yeah, we've already collected some level of information about the third party or about the engagement up front. Let's use that information to create a tailored assessment so that we're not asking questions that aren't absolutely relevant to that engagement or to that third party.
That makes sense. It makes it easier for everyone around and the vendors or the third parties especially. They're just much shorter engagements or questions. Okay. That sounds exciting. You've got a lot going on. I keep getting third party risk, third party due diligence, and third party risk exchange always confused, but I know they're all separate but also very important with respect to managing your third parties and vendors. I'm sure that I know a lot of customers are really asking for this product now. Have you seen an upturn in adoption and requests for third party risk?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, this is becoming more and more important to organizations. There's new regulations that are coming out consistently. I think one of the big ones for us is DORA, the Digital Operational Resiliency Act. And so that's one we're going to be tracking for later in the year.
When does that actually come into, I mean, is that active now or is it going to be active later this year?
I don't believe that's going to be active until early next year.
Okay.
I think there's some back and forth on the timing of that at this point with the regulators. But yeah, that is coming very, very soon.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for joining, Justin. Appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Roger. Enjoyed it.
Okay. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks to Justin Harrison for coming on and giving us all that great information about the third-party risk management product. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback or requests, please email us at podcast@onetrust.com. We'll be on next week, March 18th, for the next episode. I'm going to try to have one or two more product managers on to give us more updates on their roadmap. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.